Now, Dave, a couple of quick questions for you. This one's from Bob, and I've also got one from Hallie. And Bob says, why is it that when you see pictures or photographs of stars, they always appear as crosses? And on a similar sort of vein, Hallie says, when they've been watching planets and stars in the night sky, why is it that the stars appear to be twinkling much more than the planets that don't appear to twinkle?
Okay, start with the first one. The first one is to do with how big telescopes are made. They're actually done with two mirrors, and we have one big primary mirror, and then there's a secondary mirror held in front above that primary mirror, sort of above it, and then that reflects the light back down to where you look it through it or you put a camera. Now, the secondary mirror is in the middle of the tube with the big one on, and they've got to support it somehow. They tend to have four supports, sort of vertical supports, to hold it up, otherwise it's going to fall down. And actually, that star shape you see around the stars is basically a really, really, really out-of-focus picture of the star shape. It's also called diffraction pattern, and that's what's producing all these little stars on all of the things. And why do stars twinkle more than planets? It's basically because planets are actually fairly large. You can actually see them on the back of your eye. So it's a bit like having 100 stars all in a very close together. And all those 100 stars would be twinkling. But on average, some of them are going to be twinkling brighter and some of them are going to be twinkling darker. So on average, they tend to twinkle less when you see them all together. So it's going to be 20 of them are going to be brighter, 20 of them are going to be darker. So on average, it's not going to twinkle very much.